Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin. Joining me is Professor Gyokhan Bujic, a political scientist affiliated with Palatsky University in the Czech Republic. Professor, in recent years, there was something of a kiss-and-make-up attitude between Ankara and Athens' longtime regional foes. What happened?
To a large extent, this crisis is about Turkish domestic politics. When we analyze carefully, we don't see major change in both countries' arguments on Aegean Sea. The recent gas drill is an important development, but I think we need at least 3 to 5 years, based on most realistic assumptions, to see the gas in the market. So mainly, rather than gas issues, Erdogan wants to use the tension with Greece as a kind of long-term strategy to consolidate and transform Turkish domestic politics, probably till the upcoming presidential elections in Turkey.
If a lot of the problem is Turkey's quest for sources of carbon-based energy, it just announced a gas find in the Black Sea that does not seem to involve stepping on anyone's toes. What's at stake in the Eastern Mediterranean, specifically the Aegean Sea, that has led both Turkey and Greece to put their armed forces on high alert? Is Ankara so desperate for energy?
There's no doubt Ankara is desperate for energy. Turkey buys virtually 90% of its energy from international markets, which creates a huge gap in Turkish budget. However, in this case, it's more domestic politics, as I said previously. When it comes to international aspect, I don't think it is possible to solve technically the problem, the legal problem between Turkey and Greece, because of the nature of the problem in the Aegean Sea. The hypothetical solution is to bring the case to International Court of Justice, which is not possible because to bring a case to that court, both countries should agree, which is not the case right now. So the only alternative is diplomacy, or both countries can cooperate through the gas, which might help them to solve their problems. But if we look carefully in their arguments on agency, mainly the exclusive zone, economic zone concerning mainland Turkey and Greek islands, it's very clear that Turkey and Greece are interpreting differently international law, and very difficult to, you know, find a solution among them. This is a kind of problem which we know almost since the beginning of 20th century. So now I think Turkey wants to use this problem as a kind of domestic as well as foreign policy leverage in terms of Turkey's relations with Europe. When it comes to domestic politics, as I said previously, to consolidate domestic, let's say, politics in favor of Erdogan.
You are listening to Professor Gyokhan Bujic, a political scientist affiliated with Palatsky University in the Czech Republic. Athens is a member of the European Union, which has made no bones about the fact that it supports Greece in this matter, as it does the Republic of Cyprus, another member and another focal point for Turkey's energy search. It is no secret that Turkey would like to be an EU member too. Is Ankara sending the Europeans a message?
Well, there is no doubt that to a large extent, European Union will support Greece on this matter. But some countries are reluctant, some countries are aggressive. For example, France is now leading the pro-Greek, let's say, lobby within European Union against Turkey. So in the long term, there is a very likelihood that this problem might be like the one that Turkey faced in Cyprus, or briefly, it will be another problem that becomes a mechanism of tensions between Turkey and European Union. When it comes to how it may affect Turkey's membership process, I think it's almost a dead process right now. It's on paper. Turkey is still officially candidate to European Union. But realistically speaking, given Turkey's authoritarian regime, given Turkey's problems in foreign policy with not only in Greece, in terms of its problems with Greece, but in terms of other problems with some European Union members, for example, in Libya, I think it's not realistic to talk about how these problems may affect Turkey's membership process. Now, it is more complex than that. Turkey is now becoming a country which has serious problems with NATO allies and with European allies.
Professor Bujic, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin.